Hello, hello. I'm Yogi Roth, and welcome to the podcast. Today is a unique edition because I felt like I just needed to say something in light of what's going on in the world. It's a pretty intense time, and there's a lot happening from Charlottesville to Barcelona. And I wanted to just take a couple minutes and just voice some of my thoughts. And I'm bringing you this podcast from literally the floor of a stadium in college football. Sitting, leaning against the goalpost, the sun is setting, and it's absolutely a beautiful, majestic setting. And it got me thinking about football teams and why I love sports so much. You think of a football roster as 105 young men, student-athletes in major college football. They all come from different backgrounds, different religions, different histories, different ways they were raised, and a commonality, which is a love for a craft. And I think around the world, the amount of differences that we all have, whether they're based on politics in our party, whether they're based on our demographic, whether they're based on religion, whether they're based on hate. A lot of you have listened to my podcast, you know my background. My mom was a refugee from the Middle East. I grew up of Jewish descent, understanding the history of the religion, but also being taken to a variety of other religious places of celebration, whether it was a mosque, a church. When I went to college, I went to Baptist church with numerous teammates. I've traveled to the Middle East. I've been all across the globe, over 30 countries, and I understand differing beliefs. I understand hate. I understand love, I think, on a unique level because I've been able to explore. And I do believe there's a one commonality among all of us, is that we all have the ability to love, right? Whether it's we love maybe a party that you don't agree with, but we love it. We love a style of offense that you don't agree with in college football, but we love it. We all have the ability to love. I think we also have the ability to seek. And you know, we could seek peace. We could seek friendship. We seek a partner. We seek a beautiful life. We seek a better life for our children, a fulfilled life for ourselves. We seek a fun place for dinner. We seek good music. We seek good podcasts. We seek. And I truly believe that those things are innate. We have the ability to love because that's what we do when we're born. We love the first people that lay eyes on us. And things do change over time, and maybe we don't have the greatest relationships with those that welcomed us into this earth. But we also, when we grow up, we want to seek. We want to seek a new toy. We want to seek how to turn over, how to crawl, how to walk, how to eventually go to college, maybe make friends, find a partner, have a future life. We seek. You see, in all my time around the globe, I think one true statement is that one of the truest that I've ever believed in is that everything is taught and learned. When you're born, you don't come out of the womb hating anything or anyone. You come out with a smile on your face, the ability to love, come out with the curiosity, the ability to seek. I'm a huge fan of Spain. I've been there numerous times. That country I'll credit for changing my life as I walked the Camino de Santiago with my father, and we chronicled it in a film a lot of you supported called Life in a Walk. My brother's currently in Barcelona, so you can imagine what went through my sibling, my sister, my family, our parents, and myself's head and minds when we saw the news from today. Instantly, of course, we called and texted to make sure he's all right, and thankfully he is, but there are a lot of people that aren't. And to me, it's heartbreaking as somebody who loves to travel and somebody who's seen the wide world and sports and how the power of play and the power of ball can really unite. And then, of course, I opened up an inbox, or I opened up my email, looked at my inbox, and an email from our dad. And to me, he's always been that guy who's just been beautiful with words. And an element from his email is the following. It says, "The future is here, but is not evenly distributed. Some are left behind and did not adapt well to changes. So have knowledge, dare to act, have willpower, and no one to keep your own counsel, as silence is golden sometimes." And I thought about that because today is also my sister's birthday. And it's a beautiful day because somebody was born on this day, I won't give her age, but 30 plus years ago, with the ability to love and the ability to seek. And our dad is right. We all have knowledge and can seek it. We all have the ability to act, but do we dare to do it? And by that I mean, do we dare to go have a conversation with somebody that maybe doesn't believe in what we do? You can imagine by now, I'm on the left, and I've never seeked more conversation with the people on the right. Do you have the willpower to know when to keep your own counsel? As silence is golden sometimes. sometimes our first reaction isn't always the best one. Unfortunately, we've seen elements of initial reactions of hatred in Charlottesville, and it absolutely broke my heart to think that something like that could happen in this country. Because after I've been to others that are war-torn, whether it's been in Central Africa, a variety of other countries, favelas in South America, you name it, they do anything to have the freedoms that we have. And I get freedom of speech, and I support it, and I love it as a journalist. But I also get the few commonalities that I think we have on the planet, which is the ability to love and the desire to seek. So I gave you this podcast from the floor of a place that changed my life, which is a simple football field, 120 yards by 53 and a third, surrounded by stands, and this is an empty stadium. The lights are on, the sun is dimming, and it's just kind of glistening right now off of the bleachers. And I ask you just to consider that ability that we all have. We have the ability to love. We have the ability to seek. I hope now more than ever we lean into that. For what it's worth, those are some of my thoughts. Lots of love. Looking forward to talking to you soon. College football right around the corner. Everything's